This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's located about in the middle of our Bibles. The Bible is referred to in virtually every one of the 176 verses. It's a good chapter to meditate on as the rationale for this program, Getting God's Message. The benefits received from reading and meditating on the Bible are enumerated throughout Psalm 119. It is vividly portrayed as molding and shaping one's life and character. The psalmist's desire for it and delight in it is described in many different word pictures. My favorite is verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Obeying what it says is the basis of keeping your life clean, verse 9, and hiding it in your heart will keep you from sinning, verse 11. When uncertain about where you are and where God might want you to go, it will be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, verse 105. It's true and trustworthy. It makes you wiser than your enemies, gives you more insight than all your teachers, and more understanding than your elders. When we go through times of suffering, God's word sustains and encourages. The psalmist testifies in verses 92 through 93, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life." No wonder he declares in verses 164 and 165, "Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble."